Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
That's Stephen Thrill-Hill. Could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decision that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Matt. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. All right, Matt, you understand how this year's game is played?
I do indeed.
Fantastic. You have your choice today of one of three categories. We offer you the wonderful world of drugs. We have Hit Me With Your Best Shot, where you guess the unconventional object someone chose to use as a weapon. And finally today, Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem.
Let's go drugs today. I want a new drug.
All right, my man, we go to Miles' home state of West Virginia, where a woman was charged after she was high at a vacant building in Fairmount. Do you know where that is?
Fairmount.
Fairmount, West Virginia, while caring for two children and cannot even give the children's names when asked. So officers responded to a trespassing complaint at a vacant building where several people were on the porch. When officers arrived, they observed a small child running in the middle of the street in front of the building in a high traffic area. Now, the child ran toward a woman that was on the porch of the building in question, identified as Andrea Bierce, 50 years old. And if you saw her mugshot, you would think she's 1,743 years old. Anyway, she said, look, the child ran off while she was packing a cigarette. Well, one officer said in the complaint, the Bierce could not advise me of the children's names. And when officers asked where the children's parents were, she seemed confused and could not provide answers. Officers also noticed drugs on her. And then she herself stated that she did have drugs on her. And at that point, officers located drug-related paraphernalia as well. Now, she has been charged with child neglect, creating serious risk of injury, as well as a whole slew of drug charges. The question is, what drug was she high on while she's sitting with her buddies in front of a vacant building while the kids run loose? Was it methamphetamine? Was it heroin? Was it crack? Or was it weed? So meth, heroin, crack, or weed.
What are you thinking, Miles?
Fairmont.
Yeah, you got a little insight.
You know what? She's on heroin because they can't get oxys anymore.
That's what I was gonna say.
You want heroin?
Yep. Actually, you know what? Why not? I'll just take regular ass weed.
Regular ass weed.
Regular ass weed.
Yes.
They have it in Fairmont. Okay.
Hold on, Matt. What are you
thinking?
I'm thinking, you know, she can't remember anything, so let's just, I think weed it is.
Weed it is.
All right.
Okay, Matt's going weed. I'm going to go heroin. Ted's going
weed.
Going weed. Okay. What was she on, meth, heroin, crack, or weed? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Categories drugs on profile this week, head to West Virginia. Woman in Fairmont charged after she was arrested with two children kind of in her custody or possession.
Yeah.
She did not know the kids' names, but she did have drugs on her. Question is, what was she on and what did she have? Was it meth, heroin, crack, or weed?
And Matt, that is the very question that we posed to you. Let's start with Miles Montgomery. Went with the heroin. It was not the heroin. And then Matt, you agreed with Ted basically saying, all right, man, well, she's forgetting everything. Probably just straight up weed.
Get
and believe it or not,
wow,
that's all it was. There's weed.
Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. All right, your choices today. You got the Jimmys.
Helen and Kimmel.
Seth Meyers. Stephen Colbert. Tomlinson.
Taylor.
Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right though. The title of these guys have teams of talented writers come up with monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine. Is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a the Ted Smith original?
The heat wave continues with temperatures across the country reaching 100 degrees. You know there's a heat wave when you get into your office and run into your coworker showering in the bathroom sink.
Foul. Smith.
Fallon.
The brutal heat wave continued with temperatures across the country hitting 100 degrees. Yeah, you know there's a heat wave when you get to the office and walk in on your coworker showering in the bathroom sink.
Actors Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt were photographed together at the London premiere of F1 for the first time in 24 years. This first reported by your mom suddenly falling sly and silent on the living room couch.
Myers. Smith.
That's Seth.
Actors Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise were photographed at the London premiere of F1 for the first time in 24 years. This first reported by your mom suddenly falling silent in the living room.
That's going to be a good movie. Yeah. On Monday night, President Trump announced a ceasefire between Iran and Israel. Then just that night, more missiles were launched. This thing's been back and forth and off and on more than Ross and Rachel.
Be Ted Smith. Colbert?
Smith.
All right.
A high school graduating class in New York features 15 sets of twins. 15 sets of twins. The graduation was described as exciting, emotional, and creepy. Very creepy.
Fowler.
Yeah, Fowler. Yeah, it's Fowler.
The high school graduating class in New York features 15 sets of twins. Ooh. 15 sets of twins. The graduation was described as exciting, emotional, and creepy. Very creepy.
The fast food chain Bojangles has released a new breakfast burrito called the Bo-Rito. Features sausage, eggs, potatoes, cheese, and southern-style sausage gravy. And it has all four food groups. Brown, light brown, wet, and stretchy.
Colbert.
Fallon. Myers.
The fast food chain Bojangles has unveiled a new breakfast burrito which features sausage, eggs, potatoes, cheese, and Southern-style sausage gravy. And it has all four food groups: brown, light brown, wet, and stretchy.
I'll be the fat guy. It sounds kind of good.
It does sound good.
I read a story today about, God, what was it? Roy Rogers, of all places, opened in Camden, New Jersey. They were waiting overnight to go to Roy Rogers to get a roast beef sandwich.
Yeah.
I didn't think Roy Rogers was that big of a deal.
They had, I would have argued, the best chocolate shake back in the day. That was my main reason to go, man. Their shakes.
Is there any here?
I don't
know. No. That is restaurant is specifically like in that mid-Atlantic area. Mike, you would have liked it because you can, it's Roy Rogers, so it's cowboy themed.
Yeah.
It's so stupid. But if you like upsize your meal, it's like a cowboy roundup, and you get this large order of fries and a holster.
I got to look this up now. That sounds fantastic, actually.
Speaking of kind of bad food and people that might have enjoyed it if they were still around. Last night on Netflix, I watched about 90 minutes, pretty quick. About Rob Ford, the mayor in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it was called The Mayor of Mayhem. Now, some of his tactics, you got to remember, this was years before, you know, like Trump had even talked about running for president.
Yeah.
But you'll see some of the stuff kind of the same way, right? Like, he just kept talking through it and was like, that's what we're sticking with. But also, I just forgot how literally insane that is. And they do a good job, right? And look, Rob Ford, I like they go, how would you describe him? And they go, depends on who you ask. But almost everybody was like, look, this guy was, you know, like you said, complete outsider to politics. Yeah. He was a council member. He was always talking a lot, this and that. But also they were saying, like, he would give his business card to everybody. And, like, if you called him, even if you weren't in his district, he'd show up. Like, if your trash wasn't getting taken. So, like, he was a good politician in that sense. Very likable guy, coached football and everything, but he also, right. So then when he becomes mayor, right, I forgot, there was this giant trash strike.
Yeah.
So Toronto, the streets are full of trash. He's like, I'm going to start with getting rid of it. And he does, and this and that. So he's going along, and then like stuff starts to crack, right? Like he's just blowing off. I mean, again, he's the mayor of the biggest city in Toronto. He blows off meetings to go coach football. He wants to coach football in his little town and stuff. But then people are like, it's not such that he's coaching football. He's really enjoying himself out there.
Right.
And then his chief of staff is a Canadian Army guy. And the first one they really notice is he shows up after a weekend in Chicago with his brother. He's got on a suit, but he's so disheveled. Like, basically, they got to be like, you cannot come in. Right? So, right, that's the mayor, again, of the largest city in Canada.
Yeah.
So now people are starting to get like, ooh, this isn't good. And then I think it's the Toronto Star, that paper, somebody calls in and says, hey, I got a video of the mayor smoking crack. And they're like, right, think about it. But, you know, there's all this stuff about people liking media, hating media. The bottom line is, like, outside of tabloids, traditional papers, they won't pay you for information.
No.
They wanted $100,000 for it. So she's like, we're not going to pay you that. The story gets kind of buried or whatever. And then Gawker, of all things, remember that website?
Yeah.
They paid for it and published screenshots of him with a crack pipe.
Oh, my God.
So
this starts it all.
This, right, him showing up drunk. Like, there was already rumors and people had seen him hammered in bars.
Right.
But they were kind of like,
there's no proof. But that's a Canadian thing anyway.
Right. So now that he's got, there's photo evidence of it. And then he just comes out and goes, listen, I don't smoke crack. Right? And he's like, this is ridiculous. Well, a few months later, the police are doing an investigation on gun runners. They arrest these guys and look in their phones and they're like, holy crap, there's the mayor smoking crack. So then he comes out and goes, all right, smoked a little crack in a drunken stupor. And he's just like, it's a drunken stupor. Like, what do you want me to do? Like, I'm not smoking crack right now. Like, and I'm telling you, in this documentary, they show this stuff. Like, I forgot this all happened. And then, what do you call it when you're speaking like you're Jamaican?
Rastafarian?
No, like Potwan or something.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Just
so his main security guy is a black dude of Jamaican descent. To his credit, he goes, look, I got to take a little ownership of this because a video comes out of him going off in a fake Jamaican accent
Oh, no.
In a fast food restaurant. And he's like, we used to do it in the car. He got kind of carried away with it. He's not saying it's okay, but he's like, look, part of this is on me. The whole story's insane. Then he comes out and gives a press conference, and it's just like, yeah, I heard they said I wanted to eat her, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, God.
I never said that. And the reporter just turns around and goes, I guess we're airing that?
Oh, like,
I don't know. Yeah. So then it's kind
of... Did he drop the P word? No way.
In a press conference. No, like, he called the press conference. I mean, it's insanity. And, he just refuses. He's like, I'm not resigning.
Yeah, I remember that.
So they were like, we're going to take away your powers, blah, blah, blah. Well, then he goes to rehab. Hey, look, and I get it. He was struggled with his weight, but drops like 30 pounds and is like, all right, I'm going to run for office again. I think gets back on the city council. Then, unfortunately, he gets really sick and he passes away.
Yeah.
But just insanity. And then I will say this. You got to watch it. It's unreal. But they tell this story that, like, they're like, look, he loved eating sandwiches. Right?
Oh, that's, Jesus, I didn't know where you're going.
I know.
That's it.
I know. I was like, geez, Ted, we're going to air that?
Big on Arby's, that man.
Jeez, I wish.
So he loves eating sandwiches. And his brother tells this story. They're at City Hall, and he goes over to the sub shop. And the guy's like, oh, man, like, my delivery's guy gone. I got this order to send out. He's the mayor, and he goes, yeah, don't worry, I'll take care of it. So just like, can you imagine you're sitting at home and the mayor shows up and it's like, here's your Jimmy John's. You'd be like, what?
I don't know if I'd eat it. I'm not sure I would eat it.
I'd be like, all right, what'd you put in here?
Right.
I've seen the videos. What's this going to taste like? That particular mayor be like,
what's in that sugar packet?
Right. I'd be disappointed.
Right, because he got caught a couple times on video smoking crack and stuff. And it's just like,
all right, guilty. Smoked a little crack.
Well, I don't know how
I was drunk.
A drunken stupor.
I like that you're out. Look, man, I was hammered. That's why I smoke crack. I'm a great mayor.
We've all gotten hammered and smoked a little crack, okay? I'm human.
I mean, that's basically...
I've done it.
I'm telling you, right?
I've done it.
Right? Watch this show. That is his whole defense. And he's just like, yeah. Sorry, like,
My bad.
Politics, like, I just can't imagine that. Like, of all the things you might think about Biden or Trump or even Obama, like, none of them ever come out and just be like, oh, well, drug stupor and hit the crack pipe.
God. Everybody relax.
Had a fun time in Vegas and snorted a lot of cocaine off a hooker.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I never felt bad or great coming back from Chicago. That's one of those towns that just puts a hurt on me.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was the whole thing. It was his brother. They're going to watch the Maple Leafs play. It was understood it was a boys' trip.
Sure.
But why did you show up on Sunday night completely hammered to this event? And it just, again, you're the mayor. It is hard. And then you get all this stuff with, like, the camera crews and everything. So that's where you see all the videos of him running around and people getting bumped around. I mean, it's just chaos. I will say, at the end of the day, as an American... It was all funny because it had nothing to do with our government. But I can imagine if you're a citizen in Toronto, you got to be like, what in the hell is going on?
I remembered when those headlines just kept on coming. It felt like every week or every month is like, oh, there he is again. He's doing his
thing. Well, we don't get the big city news
from down here.
And so I'm saying, like, Toronto, I would assume there's never any crime there.
That's halfway across the world for
us. We never hear anything
bad
about, like, the crime rate.
And then Rob Ford shows up.
Yeah. I mean, Vancouver, you hear a couple things, but never really anything horrible.
No.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got to keep in mind, Montreal is, like, one of the biggest drug ports in all the world.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
They love their cocaine up there.
And that's the second biggest chapter, I want to say, of one of the MCs that, like, you would know from the States. And, like, they're massive in Canada.
Huh.
Yeah.
What are the British, what do they call those countries? Like Canada, New Zealand, Australia. They're called the Queen's country.
Or Commonwealths.
Commonwealths.
Correct.
Those are the cocaine capitals of the world.
Well,
as far as people enjoying doing it. I'm not saying they manufacture it. But when you go to those areas, I was in South Africa. Trust me. A lot of people are tuned up.
Okay.
You could tell. A lot of people are having a real, real good time.
I have a pretty strong theory that has yet to prove me wrong. If you show me a crowd area full of white people that have some money, there's cocaine there.
Yes.
You will find the cocaine.
Yeah,
that's true. I was in Whistler when I was up in BC.
That's what I'm saying. All right. I love this story. Timothy Chalamet. Love him.
Hell yeah.
Right? Guy knows ball. Had one of the greatest, as they would say, glow-ups in a sports guy's world in the last year.
Sure.
Right? He's at everything. Well, apparently, because he's been dating Kylie Jenner, the Kardashians don't like him. This makes me like him even more.
Why don't they like him?
Because apparently, it's ironic, they think he's antisocial and downright snobby towards them.
It might be that he knows who you are and you're annoying.
It Correct. Could also be his demeanor. He kind of has a flat face. He has a little bit of resting bitch face.
He does. I mean, he's not like the most excitable guy.
Right.
But
he's also chill. An actor.
Right. Right.
Like, at least, like,
he
I'll
has
give
a talent.
I'll give Kylie right. Jenner and, like, the Jenner girls, like, they did all the modeling and stuff. But, like, they're always ghost factor. It's like, Kim Kardashian got really famous because of a sex tape.
That your mom right. sold to someone while you were underage. So, just maybe Chalamet looks at your family the way I do, which is your mom is a pedophilic pimp.
Mm-hmm. And also... Right? Like, that's their brand, and I give them credit, they're that famous, make that much money, but their brand's kind of drama. Like, maybe he's just like, yeah, well, look, I like you, but, like, I don't want to be involved in
this is not my
it.
Right.
I do not right. want to get sucked into this.
Yeah, so, I mean, to me, it makes him, like, even cooler, right? Loves sports, goes to every sporting event, doesn't want to hang out with the family.
But could have sex with him.
Yeah.
Hey, did it right.
I'm willing Look. To bet all of us in this room have dated somebody that we thoroughly liked, mm-hmm. but couldn't stand hanging out with the family.
Family.
Or
yes.
the drama.
Yes.
Right, exactly.
Or the drama.
I was going to say, that's the big thing. It's like everybody in that family was nice. I'm thinking of one person, but there was always drama involved. NBA draft on tonight if you want to check that out.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Man who just got married goes to Florida to make the pain go away. Meanwhile, passengers on a flight get turned around and waste an entire day. A dog library opens in Maine. Office could possibly get fired over his methane. And homeowners in Issaquah chopped down 150 trees to get a better view. We work with a guy who did that.
Uh-oh.
It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story. We take to the skies where a long trip means nothing. A couple hundred passengers boarded a flight to Perth, Australia. A flight in Perth, Australia, that was bound for Paris, France. The plane left Monday night and began a 15-hour voyage overseas. But due to conflicts in the Middle East, plans had to change. The flight crossed over the Indian Ocean and just started to enter the Arabian Sea airspace when they heard about an airspace closure. It was at this time that the flight crew made the determination that they needed to divert the flight and felt that the best option was to turn the plane around and fly all the way back to Perth, landing safely in Australia Tuesday morning.
Jesus.
15 hours worth of flying.
In your you need to, man, when all these dumbass conflicts pop up. I was reading something about just all the different airspaces.
Yeah.
So they're like, look, you know, you can have a passenger flight that normally takes this route to this place, right?
Yeah.
And some conflict breaks out, and they're like, yeah, look, man, you can't, look, you can fly through that airspace, you might get shot down, or it might be closed, and in this case, you're kind of finding out every 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, it's in to take off, it's like, yeah, man, you're cool, take that path. And then when you get there, like, you don't want to be
not
here.
Now.
And then you have to make a decision, when you consider where they're at, what direction do you go? I think they actually made the right decision.
Really?
When you talk about the conflicts going on over there in the airspaces and what people are using airspace for, you go, you know what, man? Let's just go back to Australia.
They were just basically halfway was my thing. It's like, there's no other place, you know, if it's a fuel thing, like, there's no other place that we can land real quick to just
fuel it back
up and get the rest
of it. I think if you had an emergency, maybe get an exception, but if it's just a standard passenger flight, like, hey, man, you're in our airspace. It's an international thing. We got conflict. And look, suit yourself. We're just letting you know you probably don't want to be.
Sure. I'm also just thinking, you know, there's a handful of people that, hey, I've got a 15-hour flight ahead of me. I'm going to pop a little something, and I'm going to sleep most of this off.
And woke up in Australia.
Wake up, right. Welcome to Perth. Like, how long was I out? In other news, to England, where a local police officer may be fired for a little office antics. A complaint was filed about the officer from a female co-worker claiming that he approached her in the office with a simple yet familiar request to pull his finger.
All right.
Not having been born yesterday, the woman declined his request and simply asked him to move along. But our man came prepared. He refused to be foiled in his attempt at an office funny and allegedly broke wind in the woman's face regardless of having his finger pulled. The officer also has a checkered history of his behavior, and his flatulent disruption may have just been the final straw. He was brought in and is defending himself in a disciplinary hearing.
Pull my finger.
I don't think he should. Did you read everything else he did?
I did.
Yeah, that's the nicest thing he did in that office,
dude, man. You do that to kids that you know very, very well. Nieces, nephews, Correct. Your own children. Not grown adults.
Right. Those that would find it obviously funny.
It's like the hide your, steal your nose crowd.
Right.
Those are the pull your finger.
But like I said, that's the best thing he did.
Right.
I started reading through the article like, that's funny. Like, oh God, you stop being funny quick.
Yes. Yeah.
He is horrible.
We know you don't like these people.
Oh God.
Yeah,
right. Like, damn, man.
The best thing he did was fart in someone's face.
That is the most docile thing that he did. Absolutely. Was fart in a woman's face.
Yes.
Right here at home, a group of homeowners in the Issaquah area are facing a hefty lawsuit. A complaint was filed with the county alleging that the homeowners sought to improve their homes by falling some trees in the area.
Mm.
Now, this wouldn't be that big of an issue, except that they started cutting down trees in Grand Ridge Park, an area of public land that they didn't have permission nor the proper permits to cut down those trees. Locals also complained about the negligence of the company that was used to cut down the trees, stating that some of the logs were rolling down hills nearby their homes and by the streets,
not good,
creating a hazard to their houses and possibly their own lives. In light of this, the homeowners now face In light of this, the homeowners now face a lawsuit from King County seeking millions in damages for the lost trees, as well as a civil penalty for the increase in home value created, as some even reported now in the view was a lot better now that there's 150 trees in the county.
Look, I know from firsthand experience, you can say anything you want to King County. You can tell them, hey, this tree is going to fall. It's going to kill my family. It's going to roll through my house. They don't care.
Right.
And if they tell you different, they're lying. Trust
Whatever,
I can run you through the timeline.
Whatever the fine is, the view that they got out of that,
they made up for it.
The value is going to go up on that home.
It should.
They can look out their window every day and look at that. I'm not justifying
it. Right there.
I'm just saying the fine will not justify the amount of more money that their home is worth.
Right.
They did the right thing as far as what they needed to do to get it done.
Financially.
And living in that area, I got a feeling that they'll be okay.
Dude, my buddy just bought a new townhome, almost Greenwood. Not that far. But when you're on his rooftop deck, you look around this tree. It's a perfect view of the needle.
If you look around.
But I was like, what's with the tree? And he's the same thing. He's like, the contractor says, or the builder said, we cannot cut it down.
I mean, look, and it doesn't matter what the condition. That tree could be on fire. They'd be like, well, let it burn.
I've got those now, man.
They do not care.
I've got those now. I've got a balcony that's on the top deck of my house.
Right.
That looks out towards Mount Rainier. If only not for these little bastards that are standing right there.
Are they pine trees or do they lose leaves? Maples?
Yeah.
I've got one that buses and trucks take out major limbs go trying to get the road.
Right.
I've told them this for years.
They take it down.
Like I hear boom, 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 bam. Huge branch drops. I'm like, guys, the tree is in the way of just even...
I'm convinced that it's a setup, right? Because the thing is, you can call them all these negligent things, and we've gotten so many emails about it and all this. They don't care is the truth, but eventually they know you might take it at your own hands, and then they can fine your ass.
Right.
That's what we're trying to tell you.
It might be worth the fine, is what I'm saying.
It might be worth getting it done
for the safety of your family and take the fine.
Absolutely.
It cost me more money than I would have gotten fined if we just took down that damn tree.
Correct.
Even with insurance, I'm like, you've got to be
kidding
me.
Take that tree down, Miles.
God. Yeah. Just get out and do it myself.
Sad story out of Florida. A man had a bad run of luck concerning his honeymoon. This actually is a really sad story. The story that goes that he and his wife had to delay their honeymoon for an unstated reason, but eventually made it recently from Colorado to Florida to finally celebrate their union in the beautiful destination of New Smyrna Beach. But their delayed celebration turned to tragedy as our man was standing ankle deep in the waters of the beach, clear skies up above him save for a nasty thunderstorm that was brewing a few miles away. And he was struck by a rogue bolt of lightning from that storm, and it took his life.
Right. Damn!
Obviously, his family is devastated at the loss, and the community has come together to help in any way that they can in light of this tragedy. This storm is not above him at all. He has got open, beautiful blue skies. It's miles away that he has got this, obviously, a nasty-ass thunderstorm out there. And just, Men's Room Sports. The Mariners damn near tried to give away a 5-0 lead against the Twins last night, allowing the game to get tied up until the top of the ninth, where the Mariners actually took the lead once again to win it 6-5. I was sweating bullets when I looked at that. I was on my way home, stuck in traffic. Turn it on. Like, are you kidding me? We had a 5-0 lead, and you guys are blowing this. All right. But they won it 6-5, securing a no loss for the series. Game 3 of 4 is currently underway over on Root. You've also got the NBA draft currently underway over on ABC and some MLC cricket featuring your Seattle Orcas over on Fox 13+. As far as your weather, should be cloudy with a low of 56 tonight. Tomorrow, we're looking at another cloudy day with temperatures in the mid-60s. But fear not, guys. The sunshine is on its way. That's it for your headlines with that, Mike Hawkins.
Thanks, sure, we appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Big Dummy and the Head Chef's back with Ted's Meat and Potatoes.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all up about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.